It is a rather unique day after Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving, as best as we could celebrate it. But if you heard the program, at least the morning program, you can see that Thanksgiving was also a time to be thankful for the Lord on very powerful levels. And I spoke then about how my mother was severely handicapped, and she spent the last half of her life slowly losing her mobility, to the point where she could only move one hand, and then anything above her neck, but only move one hand below her neck. And she really held on to that reality. If anyone said that she was a quadriplegic, no, I can move one hand. And she taught me about being thankful for the littlest things, and she taught all of us that. A very powerful teaching. So we had a very restrictive Thanksgiving, but we can take time to be thankful for a lot of things that the Lord gives us. Another thing we can be thankful for here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, is Father Adriano Zandana, who is giving us his next episode on the Ten Commandments. We're going to look at the third commandment from Father Adriano, and then we will wish you a wonderful weekend. So, coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. This is Father Adriano Zandana here with you all again to continue our deep dive into the Ten Commandments. Well, these ten rules contain a lot of knowledge that can really help us live our lives the best that we can. And today, we'll talk about the third commandment. That is, remember that you keep holy the Lord's Day. While in the Old Testament, the Sabbath fell on Saturday, Jesus was resurrected on Sunday, which is why for us as Christians, Sunday is the Lord's Day. The Jewish tradition revered Saturday to celebrate the creation of the universe, while we as Christians celebrate the new life we were given in Jesus' resurrection. Remember that God created the universe and everything in it in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. St. Thomas Aquinas gives us a wonderful perspective about the third commandment. While the second commandment tells us to be true to the Lord in our words, the third commandment tells us to be true to the Lord in our hearts. Well, the Bible is the word of God, and as such it is true. But that doesn't mean that you are sinning if you need to work a shift on a Sunday. So if you have no choice and you need to work on Sunday, there is no problem. You can do that. But you need to keep it in mind. This is a sacred day. Lord's Day. You need to do your work, to do your best you can, but thinking about God, sanctifying this day through your good works. This is really about establishing priorities. We need to honor God. We need a day of rest. We need to honor our families. We need to do those things every day, of course, but Sunday holds special significance for us as Christians. That being said, Jesus was very direct in telling the people of Israel that they can't use their religious laws as an excuse not to do good works. If you are a plumber and a customer's pipes burst on Sunday, for example, it wouldn't be Christian to refuse to work because it is a Sunday. How would that honor God? It is good to live our spiritual lives in evidence on Sunday. To go mass, to pray, to take our just day of rest. If you need to work on Sunday, you can. But you should still be conscious of the significance of the day of Christ's resurrection. St. Thomas gives 5 compelling reasons to keep the third commandment. The first reason is to celebrate our new life in Jesus Christ, as we've seen. The second is to confirm our faith in Christ as a Redeemer, who has conquered death on Sunday. As Catholics, we reserve Saturday in veneration of the Blessed Virgin who remained in faith on that Saturday when Christ was dead. But on Sunday, we celebrate Christ's resurrection. He is alive. He has conquered death. And in Him, we'll be raised by God from the dead as well. The third reason for this teaching was to strengthen the promise of rest. We need to rest because of three things. We grow tired because of the work of our body and mind. We grow weary from the struggle against temptation. And we are burdened by our constant battle against a world that seems to draw us day by day further away from God. Fourth reason, we need to take time in our lives to nourish the virtues of Christianity. We need a day to cultivate love in our hearts. The Bible tells us that the man is drawn toward earthly things. This bursts our capacity to think. Now, more than ever, we need to devote time to reflection and to spirituality. Obviously, we need to pray and read the Bible every day, but we all need to set aside some time in our busy schedules to truly focus on these important activities. Well, the fifth reason St. Thomas enumerates probably resonates as something that is missing in our lives today. We need to devote good works. We need to set time aside to do things for others and be selfless. Things that bring glory to God. St. Thomas has many important teachings about observing the Lord's Day. We have to remember that the commandment orders us to keep the day holy. It doesn't tell us to keep the Sabbath. We can interpret holy as either pure or devoted to the Lord. We need to purify our minds and thoughts, and we need to make an effort to worship and in sanctified places. Don't forget to go to Mass. There are three things we need to avoid on the Lord's Day: servile work, sin, and idleness. These days, we would interpret servile work as being work done for money. That is, you need to take a day off. We shouldn't work 7 days a week. However, there are many situations in which we have to work on Sunday. If there is a real need, not working would be sinful. The apostles were allowed to harvest food on the Sabbath because they were hungry. Working in service of the church or in charity is permitted as well. As I mentioned about the plumber earlier, we can work for the good of other people, and sometimes we have to work because it is our responsibility. Someone has to keep the restaurant, mall, and hospital open on Sunday after all. Well, we need to avoid sin at all times. It is our responsibility to rebuke the advances of the devil. But the purity of Sunday is especially important. The devil is especially offended when people celebrate their faith, and he tries to stop people from gathering together in faith. These displays of faith weaken the devil on earth. Finally, we can't be idle on the Lord's Day. Wait, what does that mean? Didn't you just say not to work? The teaching of the Lord is to avoid servile work. When we work selflessly, we honor God. When we put effort into improving ourselves, we honor God. So take the time to help others and improve yourself. Well, that is it for today. Next Friday, I'll be right back right here in order to conclude our conversation about the third commandment. And I'm going to introduce you And the fourth one, the subject will help you a lot to understand God's purposes for every one of us. And if we obey God, we will be surprised by Him with a lot of many blessings. Well, let's pray together. Our amazing Lord, You are our Father. You've been so good to us, Lord. Please help us to understand Your laws, to internalize Your law, Lord. We want to follow the right path. We want to obey You, our amazing Lord. Please send upon us right now Your Holy Spirit. Give us knowledge. Just give us understanding, God. We want to thank You right now because You are good. And everything that You've been asking to us is for our good. We trust You, Lord. We want to follow Your path closely. Help us. Heal our hearts. Heal our minds. Break our addictions, sadness, depression. Set us free, Lord. We want to follow Your commandments, Your law. Help us, our amazing Father. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and a great teaching on the third commandment. Of course, the obligation to go to Mass is, in many places, it's not there right now, especially in Boston, because of the coronavirus. However, we do understand that in normal situations, that obligation is there, but it's not so much we do it out of obligation. We do it out of our love for the Lord and His love for us, who draws us closer as well. Father Adriano comes to us every single Friday, and we come to you every single Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And then you can hear the broadcast and the archives at CatholicAudioMedia.com, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed first Sunday of Advent. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us, and if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.